Cut it.
Live from the Kumia studio comes the show that gives you a reason to live. And this is where the truth is still true. I almost forgot. Especially on Columbus Day. Wow, all the Italians are tuning in. All the Italian ladies are shaving their chests and their arms, you swarthy, hairy people. Italians are very hairy. They're like what you would call, like, it looks like they're wearing a sweater when they're naked. And that's the ladies. Yep, they're all hairy. I have a Jew with me at the... there we go. Hey, that's
Shalom.
He's a Aronovich. You must be Jewish, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You get more Jewy. Look at this hair.
Well, yeah. You look like John Turturro, but ugly.
John Turturro's good looking?
Well, better than you.
That's how bad it is? Oh, wow.
Right. Well, he's in the movies, you know. You could be in the movies.
You could be in the movies.
You're a Jew.
I just call headquarters. Yeah. Say, hey, hook it up.
We need central casting. Send over a Jewish comic.
Yeah.
And here you come. Yeah, and you have occasionally used props, haven't you? Or no?
Well, turned my hair... Years ago, I used to turn my hair into a prop. I'd do the 70s porn, and then I would do this.
Years ago. Yeah.
Years ago.
You closed with it last weekend.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. At the Chuckle Hut.
How can you put that down? That's great. Oh, because you're on the boats now a lot.
No, just because it's like when I get bored with something, I don't want to do it anymore. I'm like, I'm tired of this.
That's how I feel about fucking my wife.
Yeah.
I used to close with that every night.
I hope she doesn't have the internet.
She'll come by later to talk about October 24th, her big birthday celebration at Westside Comedy Club. It's October 24th. Westside Comedy Club, don't miss it, 8 o'clock. What a star-studded show. Well, yes, thank you. It's happening then, October 24th. That's coming up. Tom Shalhoub from Fox News Radio. Tom Shalhoub Show. Sherrod Small. And many, many more. And I think, who else is going to be there? Oh, my God. Remember Chloe LeBranch? She was on with, what's his name? Ant. And, Ant, the guy who owns the place. And what's her name? Olga Nehmer? Boy, that's a Jew.
Which one?
Olga Nehmer. Her name's Olga, but I thought her name was Aga for the longest time. Yeah.
Olga Nehmer. Yes, very.
Yeah, but she pronounces it Alga.
Is she the one that used to be Orthodox?
Yes.
Yeah. Now she's amplified.
Borderline Hasid. Yeah. She was right up there at the top of the list of Jews.
Yeah.
She briefcase, no beard.
Yeah, but no penis, so we're moving on.
No penis, yeah. Olga Nehmer doesn't have a penis, as far as I know. We're being joined now by Pirate Rich Carucci. Ahoy!
Ahoy!
How do you do?
This is Columbus hat on.
Oh, I see. It's a Columbus hat. He is quite the pirate, isn't he?
And you said I had props?
Well, I mean, why not? You know, I'll wear my stupid hat if you wear yours. I know it's around here somewhere. Also, you had a rich big day for you today, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You've been married now how long?
14 years.
14 years. And you've been living with your wife for how long now?
Oh, less than a year.
Less than a year.
Yeah, that
and, was. So you finally moved in together.
We committed.
And then you said, you know what? We want to not commit to this.
It's not working out.
I didn't sign on for this.
Crazy.
So she today's the day. She moved out.
Moved out. I packed the last of her stuff and lowered her in the car and said, you know, let's. One more for old time's sake. And
really? One more? Well, no, wait a second. You loaded her in the car, and then you said, hey.
Loaded her in the car. I said, you know what? Why not? One more, you know.
And then he gave her a load in the car. Am I right?
Well, on the bed, but...
All the heavy lifting was done. You figure, you know, all she got to do is drive away. Well, you know she's definitely leaving afterward.
Well, yeah, and she's like, I got my time in a month. I said, oh, this whole thing's been a mess anyway, so we might as well just throw down some towels and get funky.
That was her objection? I mean, at this point, what is there left to hide? You know, I mean,
shut out the light and dream about other people. I don't know.
And they'd leave a murder scene and a little something to remember her by.
There you go. Yeah,
right there on the bed. Of course, Thomas Palladino, our resident Italian.
Hey, yes.
Thomas. Happy Hello. Columbus Day. You feel like searching for gold and cutting some hands off of some Native Americans or something?
I feel like that every day.
Yeah.
That's what we're known for. That's what we do.
That's right. No more bracelets for you.
No.
You Sitting Bull.
Give them some blankets with smallpox.
stand up and mine for gold. If they don't fight, that's what I always remembered about Columbus when I heard about it, is that he cut people's hands off if they didn't get enough gold.
Right, not enough gold.
You didn't get your quota of gold.
They didn't make their quota, and we have no use for them after that.
What a harsh boss.
Yeah, you know.
Stern but fair.
We needed the gold. Yeah. Have you ever seen the chains that our people like to wear? It's very, very, very crucial.
Pinky rings.
Yes. Yeah, pinky rings.
Gotta have your pinky ring.
Yeah. Can't wear a pinky ring if you got no hand. That's Ray DeVito, guest Italian today. Hey, yeah. Ray, first time on the show.
Yeah, thanks
Welcome.
For having me, buddy.
Yeah, I'm happy you could make it. Now, you brought some great stories to talk about from your hometown of Cleveland, including Charles, what's the guy's name? Charles, what is the guy's name?
Castro?
Charles, the guy who...
Ariel Castro?
Ramsey. Charles Ramsey.
Oh, Charles Ramsey, Drew.
Is the hero of the moment.
Oh, let's have a look at Charles Ramsey. Right, in case you forgot, right. This reminds you who Charles Ramsey is. He's the one who, made the following statements. This is quite the technology. Oh, see, here he's about to be interviewed. Ooh, yes. Thanks. Great transition.
Right. Oh, yeah, there he is.
There he is.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That girl Amanda told the police, I ain't just the only one. It's some more girls up in that house. So they went up there, 30, 40 deep, and when they came out, was just astonishing, because I thought they were going to come up with nothing. I figured, whoever she was, and like I say, my neighbor, you got some big testicles to pull this off, bro, because we see this dude every day. I mean, every day.
How long have you lived here?
I've been here a year.
Okay.
You still come up from?
Right.
I barbecue with this dude. We eat ribs and whatnot. And listen to salsa music. You still come up from?
And you had no indication that there's anything.
Hey, bro, not a clue that that girl was in that house. Or anybody else was in there against their will. Because how he is, he just comes out to his backyard, plays with the dogs, tinkers with his cars and motorcycles, goes back in the house. So he's somebody that you look away because he's not doing nothing but the average stuff. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Nothing exciting about him. Well, until the day.
What was your reaction on the girls' faces? I can't imagine. You see the sunlight.
Well, I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Something is wrong here.
That's a dead giveaway.
Can I just say, I'm astonished. I am absolutely astonished by this.
The best interview in the history of...
That was
local radio.
That was a sort of a high water mark for news and coverage. It has to be. That guy should be on television all the time. How does he not have a show? He should host the Tonight Show.
I was gonna say we tried to get him in here to be on the network, but he was cooking some ribs.
He hit every
neighbor.
Yeah,
he's Jeffrey Dahmer.
He's fired from the neighborhood watch, though. He's got no clue.
He's not a very good detective. That'd be great. Here's an idea for a show. This is what I was dreaming up with Newsor Mandy Stott Miller, unwifablebook.com. Have a TV show about a detective, right? And he's always commenting on the show itself, right? Saying things like, well, it's too early for that kind of a clue. Call it the meta detective. Right? He's a metective. All right. So, you see what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess it's like 15 minutes close. Well, the show should be wrapping up soon. That's a clue. You ever notice how the criminal is always this kind of guy? He's like the meta detective.
Wasn't Colin Quinn's cop show kind of like that?
I should have known.
He did that short series, cop show. It was online. It was on YouTube.
There were moments.
Yeah. It had moments like that.
Not
yeah.
Entirely meta detective.
So it's a step forward from
getting there.
A departure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I like it. Good enough. Hey, you tell me. Is the phone number up? Call me if we've done this story before. Quentin Tellis. Accused of burning a 19-year-old woman to death. Did we talk about that last week?
That's good barbecue.
You know something's wrong. A man set a woman on fire. Something wrong.
Good barbecue.
Ribs together. Yeah, we'll eat it.
Dead giveaway.
I am astonished.
I'll talk about that story all night. I don't care. We're going to get the Cleveland perspective from Ray DeVito on that. Ray, you had a terrible accident not too long ago, huh?
Yeah.
And you're lucky to be alive, kind of.
Yeah, I'm alive.
Wow. You know what? Go as far as lucky. Yeah.
No, the thing that upsets me the most, I don't know what happened. A semi and I got in a wrestling match on the highway, I guess.
But you lived. All those black guys died. Or nearly died.
No, he never stopped. Whoever that I had contact with did not stop. And so my car goes off the side of the road. My car is totaled. And then the police come. I remember nothing. I'm unconscious. And I just woke up in the hospital. I have a punctured lung. Oh. I broke some bones in my spine. Oh. Broken rib and a concussion. And some random lady just happened to stop at the accident that saw it. And my comedy CD's in my car. And she just hit me up on Facebook and just hit me up, Ray DeVito. Oh, kind of looks like that guy. And she's... I got cited. My thing is, I got cited by the cops for being uncooperative.
Really?
But you were unconscious. Apparently.
Cited?
I got cited in that. That messed up.
Well, you were unconscious?
After being hit by a tractor trailer?
After the accident, I was like out of it. I climb out of the sunroof, and the cops are like, according to the cops are like, stay still. And I like wandered off into the highway.
Oh.
And he said that I shoved him, and I got cited for being uncooperative of that. But then a lady that stopped there goes, no, you were just out of it. I don't remember any of this. I did wake up in the ambulance with two cops standing over me yelling at me to calm down. Mm. So apparently...
It was an episode of some sort.
Did you fight the ticket?
No. No, I did. It was $115. It was in DuBois, Pennsylvania.
God damn. So you just said, fuck that. I'm never going back there again.
Yeah. So pretty much, like, I don't know what to do. And I talked to lawyers, and all those accident lawyers, they want nothing to do with you unless it's a clear cut win. And I wasn't going to pay. I already lost a bunch of money.
I guess there's not a lot of profit in a $115 ticket.
Yeah, either way.
You know how many CDs you got to sell?
Too bad it wasn't a Walmart truck.
And that lady, luckily.
Yeah, that was my reference to the black guys, let's see.
I'm sorry me almost dying bored you.
No, it's not the dying that's boring.
We're out for our dead homies.
Yeah, no. It's the not dying that was, you know, if you died, we'd be like, oh, poor Ray. But you're here. You're fine. You're in it.
I thought you were going to say you sold her a CD. I was going to be, that's the boy.
Yeah. Who's still selling CDs in 2018?
Apparently you.
Rich Aronovich.
Yes.
Did you mention CDs?
No. She saw a CD in my car. That's when you were snoring.
Never had CDs. Why not?
Because by the time I figured it out, I was like, oh, this is done.
It's T-shirts, right?
Well, no, I sold DVDs for a little bit, and now I sell USB drives because I could put everything on there.
Oh, okay.
Those will be
everything you've
obsolete.
Ever done.
Yeah, everything I've ever done.
Yeah.
Although I did think his snoring was just a review of my CD, and that would be accurate.
Your CD's great. What's it called? Straight Out of Cleveland?
1647 Waterbury, my address I grew up at in Cleveland.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. People know that's where your home is, and does your family still live there?
No.
Wouldn't have given it out. My other family lives there. They can
even better.
Go harass them. So do not go to 1647 what?
Waterbury.
You will not find Ray DeVito or his family there. And of course, in the audience, what's very comfortably ensconced on the couch, we have Andrea, Asian me, and behind. Hiding back there, Elizabeth. Hey, how you doing? How's everything between you guys, Thomas? Everything solid?
Yeah, great. Yeah, no, she's really, really happy with the direction of the campaign and how much time it's taking.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, she's thrilled.
This will be the Vicky Palladino for Senate campaign.
Vicky Palladino for State Senate. VickyPalladino.com. Find us on social media and on Facebook.
More important than ever to vote for Republicans.
Very, very, very important. Mm. Please, please, please vote for us. But yes, we talk about this almost every day of just how thrilled she is that that I'm doing this and I'm so deeply involved in the campaign and how we just wish it would last forever.
So this extra hour a week is just like icing on the cake.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. No, this is the one hour a week she actually gets to see me. So,
oh, wow.
So it's good.
And she sees such a great version of you.
I'm at my best.
That's his girlfriend there, Elizabeth.
Vicky is your...
No. Vicky's my mother. No. No, that's my girlfriend.
They broke up a long time ago.
I'm so confused. So Vicky is...
My mother.
You're the son.
I am the son.
Oh, okay.
Do you know who she is?
Yeah, she's running for Senate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But did you know before you walked in here?
I saw the sign over there, and I was like, I've seen that somewhere before.
Yeah, yes, yes. Yeah.
I like to change people's minds on Facebook. No, I don't get
it. Okay, good. Get,
I don't give a shit. Whatever
fights,
you believe, I don't
you get into the... You, we,
yeah, no, I don't get into it.
No.
There you go.
Yeah, no, we do, though.
Yeah.
We are.
Well, obviously, it's your mother.
Yeah, yeah, it is my mother. Tell me about it.
But when I was a kid, mm-hmm. I remember she. I had one beer, and I woke up, and she was laughing at me with. No, I'm kidding.
My
that's
mother?
The wrong. I'm kidding. No. I'm joking. I'm making comedy. I'm kidding. I was.
It's fine.
You can do the
mommy.
She had one beer. Don't know the address.
Tread lightly. It's his mom. Tread lightly.
No. On the network now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we can't. No, I'm kidding.
No, all those idiot women.
My father actually used to work at Studio 54, so they spent a lot of time.
Really?
Yeah.
You know the Shapiro brothers?
Was he a bartender?
Republicans can party. That's what we learned.
Things happen.
The hustle and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was very innocent. It was very. Yeah.
Very innocent.
Very innocent.
What did your dad do at
He was a security guy.
Your dad was security?
Wow, they look like they secured a lot of shit there.
No,
if you try to secure herpes, it's great. Secured every sexually transmitted disease.
I'm holding the cocaine.
Don't worry, he was born immune.
I'm not that old.
Yeah, it was the silk shirt and the chest hair for the job. And I'm sure he did a great job as security at Studio 54. What do you do? He's like, hey, you guys, stop ass fucking over there.
If you're going to ass fuck over there.
Ass fuck room.
Cocaine over here.
Ass fuck room only.
Heroin over here.
Oh, God.
All right, well,
pass something
the
like
sign
that.
Down to Andrea, so whenever we come to her, she can be
can be advertising.
Yes.
Well, she's integral to the campaign, Andrea.
Integral to the campaign.
By that, you mean non-existent.
Well, she got a real job recently, so less so recently.
Oh, right. What is that buzz? What's going on? Is everything okay? Good. Everything's fine. We have Columbus Day here. Now, what does Columbus Day mean to you, Rich Carucci, Italian, of Italian-American ancestry?
Day off, usually,
Sorry to bring you in, then.
it's my Italian version of St. Patrick's Day. Usually I get whaled on it, but I've been sober for a little bit now.
Have you really? Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah, well, a
couple of weeks?
Yeah.
Months?
What time is it? No.
I mean, that's fantastic. I quit smoking 1 year on Columbus Day, and then 18 short years later, 15, actually. 15 short years later, I started back, and it was the best day of my life.
Yeah.
Cigarettes is the sponsor for tonight's show. Cigarettes. Man, you know, you might not just love them the first time you try them, but if you don't, just try them again. And you try three or four of those things, you're hooked for life.
That's
right. Something so good, you can't ever stop doing it. How often does that come along? Besides oxygen and food and taking a shit, cigarettes. Smoke 'em.
I quit, which means I'm better than you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I like now
can't
judging
allow that to be
smokers.
No,
I love judging smokers.
They're a sponsor of the show, Rich.
Well, I love. cigarettes.
Cigarettes, yes.
Just the whole concept of cigarettes.
Yes, the whole concept. Yeah.
Not any brand, just cigarettes.
We cannot shit talk cigarettes of anything.
Even if you don't want to smoke them, they make a great delayed fuse. So it's just
right.
Ah, that is
you
true.
Can use them
something
to
Italian
would know. That's
yes.
right.
It's oh good. Yes.
10-minute fucking run.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know about that.
Did
Rich,
they change them to stop from burning? Like, don't cigarettes not keep burning when you're not pulling on them now?
Maybe if you're smoking American spirits or something.
They'll burn. You should see the burns on my back from my mother used to pass out.
Oh,
when I was a kid.
No.
Their
another
arm
Italian thing.
Right across her back.
That's dark.
Yeah.
She would pass out.
She was a bad baby.
She would go lay next to her cigarette. I don't know.
She'd be patting me on the back and just black out.
Oh, yeah. Oh dear.
But at least you knew
she
was
stop
there.
Smoking?
You know what I mean?
She's, Pop, please.
Oh, my God. What a sweet moment between mother and son. Yeah, stop.
I'm not
smoking.
Worried about your health, Mama.
Drinking's
about
not
mine.
An issue. It's the smoking. Ray Schneiders will also be paying us a visit to tell us about some new laws in California Oh my God, the people's Oh my goodness, it's such a socialist nightmare there. They do everything wrong, but I would like to make the what you said. I we don't want anything bad to be said about Italians today, Mr. Booth. Mr. Booth guy, Drew, Mr. Station identification man. By the way, what time is it?
It is 8:20-ish.
It's 8:20-ish. Do you know where your children are? I wanted to make clear that I want to verify what you said about Italians. What you've said, you both of you guys over there, the Italians, that this is the Italians. For years, they've been a growing number of my fans and viewers on Compound Media have been Italian of Italian descent, and I've come to know many of them well, and they've honored me with their support and by watching and with their friendship. Indeed, I can personally say that some of my very best friends are Italian American. Drew, at this time, very unfortunately, I have to leave these proceedings in order to preside over a very important committee, my own committee. But before I do leave, I want to say that this show, which is about Italian Americans today, is in no way whatsoever a slur on the great Italian people, because I can state from my own knowledge and experience that Italian Americans are among the most loyal, most law-abiding, patriotic, hardworking American citizens in this land. It'd be a shame, Drew, if we allow a few rotten apples to give a bad name to the whole barrel, because from the time of the great Christopher Columbus up through the time of Enrico Fenny, right up until the present day, Italian Americans have been pioneers in building and defending the great nation, this great nation. They are the salt of the earth, and they are one of the backbones of this country. Remember that now. It's important.
Yeah, that's actually all about my history as an Italian Jewish person.
Oh, you're an Italian Jewish person?
Yeah, real pizza bagel.
I had no idea. You're Italian Jewish. You look just muddish.
Yeah, well, I don't practice any of my religions.
No, no, you're sort of just into Burning Man now.
I would go totally.
Yeah.
And if you don't go, you're just closed-minded. That's all.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm closed-minded. You don't like the desert. You don't like being miles away from civilization, surrounded by a bunch of weirdos.
It is the worst.
Who would not like that?
It's the worst thing ever.
Burning Man?
Oh, my God, it's the worst.
You've been?
No, I have never been, but I've seen pictures, and I don't understand the appeal. The weirdos.
Trust me, you've seen pictures, guys.
No, listen, I've seen pictures. I've seen pictures. I know what it's all about.
Yeah.
From the pictures.
Studio 54, fine.
Yeah, no.
Burning
the Bonnaroo. Bonnaroo
is good. Bonnaroo? I got stuck in Bonnaroo traffic one time.
Yeah, really?
I was in Tennessee, trying to get someplace. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? Bonnaroo traffic.
I went on my 50th birthday with an ounce of mushrooms and a 20-foot RV. It was
as one does on their 50th birthday.
Yeah, you got the right idea, bro.
It was your RV this time.
It was awesome. Man.
You know, a female soccer coach admitted killing a teenager 12 years ago. She was jailed for life last Monday. How about that?
No one likes snitches.
What position?
Oh, she was a coach.
No, I'm talking about the soccer player.
She killed a teenager. I don't know if it was a player. Karen Tunmore. I wonder if she was fat.
She did it without using her hands. That was the best part.
She rolled over on it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to kill a teenager without using your hands. Handed a minimum sentence of 17 and a half years at Newcastle Crown Court in the UK for the notorious 2004 murder of teenager Scott Pritchard in Sunderland. This is from the UK. As soon as you hear it's from the UK, you kind of go, oh, who gives a shit? What happened in England?
Yeah. Well, you know, it wasn't fun.
What, the murder?
Yeah, they don't, you know, they're like, oh, I'm killing. They don't have guns.
They don't have guns.
They don't have guns.
And they kill over there.
Yeah. Knives and acid attacks. Well, and cars.
Apparently
and
it took 12 years, so it was a slow death.
Oh, it took a while for justice to kick in, didn't it? Yeah. 17 and a half years later? This is 2000. Yeah, you're right. So 17 and a half years, minimum sentence. That's what she was handed until she walked into a police station and confessed to Moscow. She's in a city of northern England, about 270 miles from the capital, London. London, where, you know, the number one new name is, like, Muhammad.
Muhammad.
Yeah.
Yes, Muhammad.
Yes, it's not that we have a bunch of Muslims. It's that we are frightened of them and we name our children.
It's the fifth leader.
Figure they blend in with our pale skin and wonderful buck teeth. Yes, Muhammad.
Yeah, name Muhammad.
Momo. I like to call him Momo.
Come here, Mo.
Hi,
Tommy.
George.
Tommy.
Oh, I love the slits in your eyes, Momo.
Oh, I'm English.
I love the way your jacket is ticking so wonderfully, like Big Ben.
What is this, Allah Akbar, you speak of?
They'll go ahead and kill you anyway. Pritchard, 19, found bludgeoned to death outside his home. January 7, 2004. That's a day that'll live in infamy. But every other day, not necessarily so infamous. Some days just end with fummy. Some days will just, they'll live in fummy, you see? But that one lives in infamy. Fummy. So, all right. All right. Do we have any videos that we could look at, maybe?
Yeah, we sure do. Stand by.
Yeah, yes,
Turn
that one in. A Bulgarian journalist. Raped and murdered. We'll be talking about that in a little bit. Oh, a Bulgarian journalist, Victoria Marinova. Sounds like a dish. The Victoria Marinova.
Is it an Italian dish or a Bulgarian dish?
Hey, well, you gotta kill it
like
and find out.
That's like a porn star name, though. That's like an Eastern European porn star name.
What?
You know, that's the problem with the Me Too movement. Some of these women, they'll tell on you if you rape them now. You got to kill them afterwards. Pick your poison, ladies.
They screwed it up for themselves, really.
Yeah.
No one wants to tell the truth. But we tell the truth here. You know what? I don't know. Would you say now it's Columbus Day? Would you be? Who is that? Is that Victoria?
What did I say? Porn star.
Marinara. Marinova.
She's dead.
Dead and still. Yeah, that's a live feed.
I still do it.
That's a live feed from her casket that we're looking at. They had it well lit, and they, you know, she wanted to have a GoFundMe. So
you got to keep an eye on a funeral.
I'd like the GoFundMe. Oh, sorry. GoFundMe. Oh, sorry. GoFundMe.
Yeah. Well, you see,
how'd she die? She got murdered?
Oh, let me see here. They're investigating it, but she's the third journalist to have been killed in the year in the past year.
Let's look at one.
In where?
In the year.
Yeah.
Fake news.
Yeah, the body of a 30-year-old Victoria Marinova found on Saturday near a pedestrian alley in an area with heavy vegetation.
Look at that. It's the vegans.
Look at that tomato.
The evidence is right there. It's the vegans.
What's all this vegetation? That's a clue, huh? Yeah. The body was found. Preliminary investigation showed the cause of death, blows to the head.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, anybody? Yeah, anybody?
Said blow. Oh.
How else you get them to cooperate?
And suffocation. Bulgarian Interior Minister Mladen Mladenov. Okay. I swear to God, that's the name. Mladen Mladenov described the murder as exceptionally brutal, and said Marinova was raped before she was killed. Raped.
Yep.
With blows to the head.
Uh-huh.
Then after she was killed.
First you're going to blow me, then you're getting blows to the head.
Hey.
Hey, I know that. Hey,
Vicky Palladino for Senate.
Vicky Palladino, New York State Senate. Everybody remember,
Vicky
vote.
Palladino, too goddamn bad. She said, exceptionally brutal, I guess for a Bulgarian murder. I don't know. By Bulgarian standards, this was outlandish. She said the country's top murder investigator has been sent to Ruse to work on the case. Ruse.
Ruse?
All been a ruse.
It's a ruse.
You were sitting here on a ruse. I live in Ruse, Bulgaria.
That was a very sexy picture for a journalist.
That's right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you think of like a journalist, that's not like, oh, yeah.
The Forum.
Anderson Cooper.
Journalist.
Anderson Cooper, right, yeah. That's how he got the job. He's he's a sexy gay man.
Yeah, just sitting there with the shirt off, laying on a couch, yeah. All seductively.
Have you ever seen him in person? I've seen him in person around sometimes.
Yeah.
I saw him one time walking around with his tucked in, like, tight fucking black shirt, looking all gay.
I saw Bill Simmons the other day on 57th Street. I didn't say anything, but I wanted to be like, I like your work.
Is Bill Simmons an athlete?
No, he's a sports reporter.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And he's not an attractive person?
He's a good-looking guy.
Okay, see, reporters are good-looking now. Think of the ones that, like, what's her name, Megyn Kelly. Who wouldn't want to date and marry Megyn Kelly besides Donald Trump? She might. Blood coming out of her, just like your wife there. Blood coming out of her everywhere.
That's not going to stop me.
Who would it stop?
Yeah. I'm going to.
It's not like I was bludgeoning her.
Well if you would not, I want to hear your take on it. Are you afraid of those bat wings? Do you avoid a woman on her cycle?
You got to take it when you can, when you look like this, Pat. I'm just saying.
I one time had a threesome so long that their cycles synchronized.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Really long. Just seemed long. You break away. Like, ooh, what a memory. Yes. I can't make a woman come. That's true. I cannot make a woman come, but I can make a woman come forward.
Oh.
That's good.
By giving her my counsel. Oh, boy. Old Garian woman. She's with enormous pain, insurmountable grief. The team at TVN Television is... Oh, she's a television journalist, Ray. Mm-hmm. So she's not like some, you know...
Where she is. Did you
on the
see
beat.
The
yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
So they filled her in another one already.
We ask for sympathy for the sorrow of relatives and colleagues. A bow in her memory. A bow. All right, let's look at some videos.
Oh,
that's Donald Trump.
Hey, there
President
he is.
Trump, who I have not even mentioned during this show.
Shocking.
That's
video.
How much Trump is not on this network. You don't even mention him on your show. You don't get paid if you do. What's we have happening here? Looks like some sort of a robbery in progress or an escape. That's two employees. Looks like a fast food place or something. They're wearing the smocks.
Oh,
there's a goddamn bowl in there. Well, of course.
Who let that out of the kitchen?
Who opened Schlitz Malt Liquor in here? That's what happened. Remember those commercials?
Yeah.
Those damn bowls.
The Schlitz Malt Liquor bowl commercials. See if we can track one of those down.
And out he comes.
While we're looking for that, let's go on to this next one. Here's a little altercation that happened.
Altercation.
Yeah.
Can you turn it up?
Are like those sneakers lit up? Like, what's that sneaker?
That's the problem.
Oh, no.
Oh,
okay.
And do I not tell you it's not fucking real, bitch? You know what I'm saying?
Who else
tell you the whole fucking name. Tell me that fuck Jose.
Something good's going to happen.
Who's my guy, Jose?
Okay, so why the hell did my fuckers tell me not to leave out that shit, Nick? Everybody knows you got a fat ass mouth.
To upstanding citizens, obviously.
Clearly. Right,
they're discussing politics.
They're voting for Vicky Palladino.
No.
Who wouldn't?
No.
You think he's going to get down votes? Think he's that cocky?
Okay, what?
Sorry, you got mad
when
you guys turned.
This is where the journalist shit went bad.
Is this argument relevant?
Oh, I'm so scared. Pop the bitch.
You're fucking stupid, bitch.
Oh, what?
Oh shit, is that a gun?
Get the fuck out of my face!
I hope so.
Get the fuck out of my face, nigga!
Oh,
shit!
What the fuck? I'm gonna
fuck up, bitch! She is not fucking around.
She does not know how to use a firearm.
No.
You got a point.
You got a point and pull the trigger.
What?
Shoot me in the ass. I feel like that's what's gonna happen next.
Guys, you're not in Texas.
So fucking lucky you a female! So fucking lucky you a female, dude!
Lucky as fuck!
Dude!
Oh,
that's the one.
Shoot him.
Ooh, you
shoot,
so
him. Shoot him. Shoot him.
He's got a gun, right?
This bitch is so lucky.
Lucky.
Brother, you don't know. I can't tell you how much lucky you are.
He's like,
is this a recreation of Rich Carucci's moving out?
Just thought of that. Where my wife has a gun?
This is like what happened in an alternate version of.
Oh, my fucking gun.
Oh, he's asking
you
for it.
Get the fuck on my bitch because I can't lay a hand on you.
He's really good at hitting her when she's walking away.
Hey, chill!
Oh, shit!
She keeps turning her back on him.
That's basically asking
wait
for
a second. So you're breaking
you
fire
get the
flower pots.
Pop the bitch!
Get the fuck away from me!
Pop the bitch!
She was lucky she was a girl. What happened to
that?
I swear I'm gonna beat this bitch's ass! I swear! But you see this bitch? Hit me with a fucking gun!
I'm hit her with a flower pot.
Fuck it all day!
Shoot him!
A bunch of times.
Stupid
I want him
bitch.
Shot. I want him shot.
No, it's not even, look, I usually don't think the guy deserves to get shot, but...
He definitely deserves
it. He deserves to get
shot. Just like one in the leg.
Right, just one in the leg.
This is all because she named the baby Muhammad.
What now? Oh, shit, it's his hair.
WrestleMania! Oh, he sucks.
I just wanted her to sit down for a second. Bitch.
I just fucking hit you with this how many times, ho?
Bro, no. I'm gonna kill her.
He's got such
a cardio.
I'm a fucking killer.
Now he officially did. Now it's self-defense.
That's right. Look at this bitch. Jose, let go, bro.
Shoot him.
Jose.
They have to go back.
Oh, please. Trump's coming, man.
I'm trying to keep it from spiraling out of control.
Build the wall.
Yeah, this is why we need the bulletproof wall.
What the hell was that? She's just firing the gun. She wanted to
shoot. Did she shoot?
Yeah, I thought I heard it.
Chris, there's no way she could hit him from that distance now.
No, no.
He's got to be smart.
You're trained in Bahrain.
That was anticlimactic. Well,
so I'm guessing she's...
I mean, that didn't end in shooting, bro.
Yeah, but it was real life.
Yeah, but real life, you get shot. What's up? Fuck you, Pat Dixon.
That's what I get for having guests from the street, yo.
Yeah, yo.
I guess she's single.
That's it, Jew. You're moving.
I do it.
That's Jew off the...
I do it. I'm sorry, it's personal.
Perpetrate a switch, guys. Let's see.
Kill this bitch.
Yeah, get a thing going. So I want these Italians and you guys to just switch. Just swap out. Is that okay?
Yeah. By the way, my dad was born in Italy, just for point of fact.
Oh, okay.
All right. In Modena, where they make the vinegar.
Me? That is an Italian. You're Italian as you can be.
Yes.
And I want that to besmirch the name of the Italians. Now, let's do Quicken Loans real quick. Why not? Because, you know, right now is a time where the guys are just moving around. And I want to take a moment to thank our sponsors at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Yes, Rich, we have advertisers.
Yes.
Respectable ones.
Yes.
Buying a home, it can be one of your most important purchases that you're ever going to make. I mean, of course, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments. And, you know, it can turn an experience that could be great into an anxious one. That's why Quicken Loans created their exclusive power buying process. Here's how it works. They check your income, assets, and credit to give you a verified approval. And this gives you the strength of a cash buyer. Imagine that, making your offer more attractive to sellers. To Peter Sellers. It's a lot more attractive to him. Once verified, you qualify for their exclusive rate shield approval. They'll lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. You go shop for another home. Then once you've found the one, if rates gone up, you pay the same. It stays at the same. But if rates go down, you get to keep that lower rate. They'll even lower it. Either way, you win. It's the kind of thinking you'd expect from America's largest. Nice catch, mortgage lender. To get started, go to rocketmortgage.com/compound. That's rocketmortgage.com/compound. Rate shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply based on Quicken Loans data. In comparison to public data records, this stopped being a sentence a long time ago. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030. If you don't go to that website... Right there, rocketmortgage.com/compound. Rocketmortgage.com/compound. If you don't go there, I don't know how it works, but I think I don't get paid. And we don't ask a lot of here, but this week we need you to buy a house. Now, do you feel different that you're over here, Thomas?
No.
Everything's changed.
Yeah, right? I got to get my bearings a little bit.
We'll have how about you, Ray? You still okay?
I feel good, man.
Nice haircut, by the way.
Thank you, buddy. I got a Pat Dixon.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Very, very close. You got a little bit more on top than I got. You got enough to comb and shit and... keep it like that's like a you look like the what do you call it, captain of the football team kind of thing.
I have a Dominican barber, he lines it up in there.
Oh yeah, I know that guy, that Dominican barber.
That one.
I know that guy. You're in Astoria, right?
Yeah.
We had tons of Dominican barbers there. And where do you go? Do you go to Modern Barbershop?
No, I go. It's right by Broadway and 37th Street.
Mm-hmm.
They're great, but they will talk to anyone that they want in the middle of your haircut. So it could take like 45 minutes. So like...
take these weird phone calls, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no. What do you mean? All that kind of shit?
Yeah, see some guy walk in, like, stop, pick up his phone, show the guy a video on his phone while you're just sitting there with your hair half cut. Feel like, all right, I guess...
They're not very busy.
It's like, I guess we'll get this done when we get it done.
I used to go back to Modern Barbershop. You know the one. Right over there on, I think it's on Broadway. It's on Broadway.
Yeah.
Broadway and something. Broadway and whatever that main thing is, Astoria Bowl, the one that goes up the middle with the train on it.
Oh, 31st Street.
31st Street, yeah. Broadway and 31st, right near there. Modern Broadway. We had them on the show one time, those guys.
Yeah? You know what? I'll go in there. Next haircut, I'll go in there.
You should go in there. Yeah, they cut your hair. Are you the one that got a haircut?
I got a haircut, yeah.
When did you?
When?
He hasn't got a cut since.
This was back in the day.
Just had, give me the Rich Aronovich.
I'm waiting for them. I'm waiting to go back to them to get another haircut. But I remember, they speak Armenian. So they're from Armenia.
Yes,
and I learned Russian.
How'd you come with that?
That's why he hasn't got a haircut. He's got to learn Armenia.
No, I did learn.
Down Armenia? Is that what that was?
No.
What don't you like about Armenia?
Genocide
was totally...
Just because they have thin blood, it doesn't make them bad people.
I don't like them because they're not Turks. Is that enough?
It's fair enough. It's a very political answer.
Sounds very racist.
Weird thing to be like angry at. Like, all those Armenians taking over our barbershops, cutting our hair.
I thought it was a Kardashian thing. I was
they
like
just
with
take the
her.
The jobs that Mexicans don't want.
do you remember? I learned Russian because they speak Russian.
Uh-huh.
Armenians.
You learned Russian,
and I remember what it was. It was longer on the top, shorter on the sides. It's korotki volosy po bokam dlinnye sverku.
You just said I happen to speak Russian. You just said stick the scissors in my throat.
I did. See, I learned it from a Turk. A Turk told me.
We have a very special guest, one of our favorite guys from out there on the West Coast. Who could it be but Ray Schneiders, retired detective.
Ray.
Of the homicide variety and burglary. Hey, Ray, what's going on? Hey. Back again. Look at you, man. Like, we're both looking pretty good.
That's right. Hey, okay. We gotta keep up.
Ready to go down to City Hall and tie the knot.
Exactly.
Do you take this man? Yes, I do. What's going on out there? We know it's a nightmare because I was watching this thing about California today. So Stockton, you know, as we know, was giving away money to criminals not to commit crimes.
Yes.
And we have and they're bankrupt, right? They're totally a lot of cities going bankrupt, belly up. People leave in California. And yet I still hear that the economy improves and is still large. And I don't know what's going on out there, but you tell me.
Well, in spite of California's best laid efforts to sabotage the state into a state of communism, the Trump administration has kept the state afloat.
Yeah,
unbeknownst to most people, you hear
the gratitude from Californians all the time.
Yeah, they really appreciate it.
Give all the credit to Trump. Yes.
You got to keep in mind, though, people think of, you know, and of course it is Narnia out here on the left coast, but you got to remember that there are 26 million people here in California, but there are 12 million good conservatives. Mm-hmm. Out
oh wow,
here too.
That's almost half of the whole thing.
So you've got a lot of good people, so don't forget about us out here. Don't completely write us off.
No, I know. You're right. But how many of those – does the 26 million include the 10 million illegals that you've got out there?
Actually, it doesn't.
Yeah. So you've got 50 million people out there. but now that's part of it now because a lot of young people, and now when young people commit crimes in California – they don't have to, like, nothing happens or something. Isn't that the deal?
Well, yeah. I mean, the lunacy continues out here. There is a new bill that Governor Jerry Brown signed. And Governor Brown, we've contended with for a long time. Now, this is Governor Brown, his dad, who was actually a decent guy. He was actually governor of California from 1959 to 1967. That was Governor Edmund Brown Sr.
The Mario Cuomo of California.
Exactly. Now you've got Governor Jerry Brown. He was governor here from 1975 to 1983. And then he disappeared. And then all of a sudden shows up on the radar again. Now he's been governor here since 2011. And do what you can to support governor candidate John Cox out here. Because he has got a campaign not unlike Donald Trump's, where he's a businessman and he's come out of nowhere to try to contest who is Gavin Newsom, who's currently the lieutenant governor.
Uh-huh.
And you really want to get behind John Cox on this.
Because we want Cox. We want Cox.
Gavin Newsom, I'll tell you, if he becomes governor, Republicans are going to regret not getting behind him, same way that they regretted not getting behind Alan Keyes during the Senate race against Barack Obama.
We all remember that. Yeah.
And you can see the fallout from that decision. So
we had to get a real pro in to sweep up the bullshit in Washington. Now we've got the best president we've ever had. But I guess all things considered, we have to think that we came out ahead in that deal, especially after that inspirational apology that President Trump gave to Kavanaugh. That was amazing. That was great. I'm not even kidding.
No, it was. It was great.
I thought it was so great.
Yeah, no, it was
like,
great.
That's exactly what he was. Nope. And it was such a good move for Trump, too, because all this delegitimizing and stuff. He's like, no, we're sorry. The bitches are stupid, you know?
Exactly.
Bitches be crazy. They're tripping.
I'll tell you what Governor Brown has done recently. Mm. He has signed into law.
Okay.
Which is SB, Senate Bill 1391.
Uh-huh.
And what this does is that this mandates that anyone 15 years of age or younger can no longer be tried as an adult. Now, as a homicide detective, I arrested ghost town Crips, you know, in the San Bernardino area, who were at age 15, 6'3" and 300 pounds. So this business of 15-year-olds just being these poor little children that need to be coddled and protected and given a second chance at life is ridiculous. No. What this means...
Yeah. Like a criminal record, right? Is just that's going to burn their life. The rest of their lives, they'll carry that rest around. No, they'll have like 12 on top of it. They'll carry those around too. And by 15, they grow up fast sometimes. A lot of these 15-year-olds got grandkids.
Yes. Well, I've met 29. All
right. So, as you were saying, sorry, I truly am sorry for the interruption.
They have a kid, and that kid's pregnant, bro.
What it means is that even if this 15-year-old now is convicted of multiple homicides,
school shooting type shit.
Yes, they can no longer serve jail time beyond the age of 25 and what is the California Youth Authority.
Right. Man, so
they're free to walk even with multiple homicides.
And no matter what they do, they could bomb the fucking governor's mansion, which is really what they should do. Just
never do anything
circle,
good like that, though.
Just to bring it full circle, shoot the governor, and you'll only do 10 years.
But this is like,
and hopefully, in cases like that, you know, the feds would step in and prosecute them on a federal level, which is an entirely different beast.
Fucking loophole.
But even when Jerry Brown came in 2013, he immediately went to work on SB 260, which was authored by State Senator Lonnie Hancock, Democrat of, you guessed it, Berkeley.
Oh, no.
All right, Berkeley.
Nothing good comes out of there.
It makes inmates convicted of violent crimes who have been sentenced to life without the possibility of parole now eligible for parole during their 15th, 20th, or 25th year of incarceration.
15th?
That's mandatory.
Oh, wow. That's what now?
That is mandatory that they are eligible for parole at either their 15th, 20th, or 25th year.
So 25 year sentence, absolute max, before they're eligible for parole.
No, actually 15.
But it could be 25th.
Oh, yes. They've already been in.
They choose not to give it to them.
Oh. They can't choose not to give it to them. They don't get parole. Oh, I see. Okay, got
you. First eligible for it at the 15th year. Right.
And I'm sure the parole board are some real strict people, too.
Oh, absolutely. Just hard as nails when it comes to crime.
We are tough on crime at this point. On that level.
It's absolutely shocking to the senses. I mean, how do these people honestly sleep at night with the victims, the carnage that these guys create out there? Now, MS-13 and other Mexican mafia gangs here in California, in LA County alone, there are 60,000 gang members. So you've got a large percentage of those that are well under the age of 15 or younger.
Well, I'm sure they're heavily recruited at this point as assassins.
The demand goes up.
And the way they earn their stripes, is to commit the most heinous crimes. Right. So now with this bill, they know that even if caught and convicted, that they're not going to serve anything beyond the age of 25. So it's in their best interest to do that. Well, it's sort of like the gun laws here in California. There are plenty of gun laws. They just simply don't enforce them. So for criminals, they know that using a handgun is advantageous to them during the commission of a crime, which is why we don't need gun control. We need stiffer sentences for criminals who commit crimes
of using course. of course. And it's like if they would only enforce the ones that they have, they wouldn't be screaming about all these mm-hmm. problems and shit. Do you have anything negative to say about David Hogg before we jump off?
What can I say that hasn't been said already?
All right. Yeah, you're right. Hey, thanks a lot, Ray. I'll see you soon, okay? We got to jump off and say goodbye to a couple of guests. But talk to you soon. All right. Have a good one. Ray Schneiders.
Ray Schneiders.
Yeah. Who's a big friend of the show and with a great report. Isn't that fascinating?
Dude, I just feel bad for all the 16-year-olds that would have been like, where was this shit 2 years ago?
It's retroactive.
It's retroactive.
Oh, it's retroactive.
So if you were convicted, yeah.
Yeah. So you're fine. Rich Aronovich, you got to take off.
I know you got to take off. I got to go find more flower pots.
All right. You got to
been destroyed.
You have to go to the world famous Dangerfields Comedy Club.
Yes.
I know you may. You may be ashamed, but I'm proud of you.
It's like 1975, trapped in one building.
Oh, your dad would love it there.
I probably.
Yeah. Back.
I got to go entertain the people, and I
people
both of them,
all nine of them. Yeah. Okay. All right. Now you got anything you want to promote?
Just go to richisfunny.com and Instagram. Twitter, that's good enough. Facebook.
Man, he beat you to it, Rich Carucci.
Yeah,
he did.
Rich is funny.
Rich is funny. One word.
It's Rich is drunk still. All right, see you, Rich. Have a good one. Rich
so
Aronovich, richisfunny.com. He is salt of the earth, circumcised, works the boats.
Half Italian, did not know that.
Half
Italian,
half Jewish.
Pizza bagel. That's why he can only stay for half the show.
You got pizza on a bagel, you can have pizza anytime. I got news for you. I can have pizza any fucking time I want, bagel or none. How does that make it possible to have pizza on a bagel?
It's not really pizza if it's on a bagel.
No?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't like pizza.
Don't tell Rich Aronovich that. Ooh. He won't like that. So we have another video to look at, maybe? Or
somebody getting killed?
We're tired of Bulgaria here.
Well, yeah.
Maybe you see somebody. Maybe somebody will actually pull the trigger on a fucking flower pot throwing punk.
Oh, good one.
Oh, yes, jeans. This is a rape in progress. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, what are they doing?
Yeah, another pair of jeans.
Oh, she's got three pairs of jeans on.
It's like a Russian nesting doll. Eventually, there's going to be nothing there.
Oh,
get the pants off first. Shut up. What are you stealing jeans for?
Uh-oh.
Hey, leave him alone.
That's justice.
Wow, that was cool.
You know that the most common shoplifters are teenage girls.
Yes.
People stealing from stores, all teenage girls mostly.
That's right. So, you know, her too. That's right.
Exactly. Wyona Ryder got caught doing that. Wyona Ryder.
She's like one of those like 40-year-old ladies that shops at Forever 21.
Like that. She
I still shoplift.
She was hoping her father would come and pick her up. You know?
Who's that? Oh, the guy who founded Ryder Trucks, isn't it? Yes.
No, wait, really?
No.
No, I was going to say.
There's no more Ryder trucks now, right? Because they must have gone out of business after that. I mean, you know, they say that that there's nothing, no publicity is bad publicity, but, you know, blowing up a federal building in Oklahoma City, filled with manure. Who would have thought a truckload of manure is a pretty powerful thing, huh? Mm-hmm. We have our tribute to Timothy McVeigh next month.
Oh, jeez.
It is an all-star tribute. I have to bring you back because you got the haircut.
Right, oh, he kind of looks like Timothy McVeigh.
Sweet. If you go down to Tennessee or South Carolina, a lot of places in the South or wherever I'm from, you ask for the Timothy McVeigh, they'll give it to you.
They'll give it to you. All right,
give me the Timothy McVeigh. They're like, yeah, we got that. We'll do that.
Who was the other guy? Terry.
Terry.
Not McNeely.
Nichols.
He's a comic. Terry, I'm just. Not,
Nichols?
I don't know.
Say Terry Schiavo? No, right. She's just
part of this. Like Terry. Terry
Kaczynski? No, not Terry. That's the Unabomber.
Oh.
Let me tell you something. The Unabomber was a genius and misunderstood.
Yeah.
He was.
He needed a one-man
really?
Show.
He was. Have you ever read the Unabomber Manifesto?
I watched the movie TV.
He is prophetic. You should read.
What's in the Unabomber Manifesto?
He basically talks about how
use the N-word.
I'm going to try not to. No, he talks about how technology is going to ruin the future, and he laid out.
Oh wow,
a lot.
Nobody knew that.
No. But he was very
the Jetsons.
But he was very specific.
Yeah,
he was very specific.
Flying cars, not going to happen.
No. He was very misunderstood.
They're going to float around on some kind of hoverboard. They're calling them hoverboards, but they're not.
They got wheels.
Yeah, he's a genius. All right, show me a funny video, and hopefully it'll be another teenage girl getting slapped around a little bit. Woo, 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 woo.
That was good.
Well, two other girls with her jeans off.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh,
fucking dick in church.
This is not at church. Yeah. This is at a jail.
Oh,
this is the church in the jail.
All right,
conjugal visit.
It's a conjugal visit, huh?
Uh oh.
Come on, baby. Nobody's gonna see.
Come on, take communion, just baby.
Don't you miss me? Don't you miss? I miss you.
But yeah,
that is a good girlfriend, though.
Body of Christ, blood of Christ. No, nothing happened here. No, she dropped a contact something.
Down the dickhole.
Her braces are stuck in my zipper.
Her braces are stuck in my zipper.
She looking for a dime bag she dropped.
It's okay, you know, it's my cousin.
Sucking prison dick.
There it is.
It's like, this is the best blowjob I've had since yesterday in jail. My cellmate sucking mean dick.
Yeah. Shit.
By the way, this is not intended to be an ethnic accent of any sort.
She's...
It's like, okay.
She's getting mad.
She's giving him a back job, doing the backstroke.
She's like, why are all these people?
Wow, there you go. Look at that. That's Run. That's Run DMC. There, getting a blowjob.
He's like,
come on now. He isn't. Look, they don't look like they're very afraid of getting caught.
No.
That it'll just be like something that you don't want other people to see. Where's the why all the modesty? You know what I mean?
Yeah, just do it now. You
got your girl sitting there. If she would just climb. Oh, whoa! Uh-oh. Starting to fight. Like, hey, because some guy goes, I'm next. That's the problem. Hey, next, winner. He said, I'll take winner.
You have to bring enough for the whole class.
Yeah,
why stop now? You already did it. Just
wait, but who is she yelling at? Who is she talking to?
Oh, now she hit that guy. He's like, come on, she'll do you next.
Oh, no.
Shut up. Oh, put that dick away.
Okay, there.
Put away the dick.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And now they're back to normal. He's texting.
Okay.
I need someone to suck it. There he goes.
He's like, all right, let me just get this in here.
He knew they had Tinder.
He's the prisoner, though, not her.
I feel like we're just watching the luckiest day of this guy's sentence.
Uh-oh.
This is a sentence that, this is, I wonder how long he's in for. He's in overnight. That's the weird part. It's just like
he gets out tomorrow morning.
She came to make bail, and he's like, before we do that, I cannot wait.
He just had a speeding ticket.
So this is a chapel inside a prison? Is that right?
That is correct.
Oh, boy, this is sacrilege.
They're just praying.
This is sacrilegious.
I would have lost a heart on it a long time ago.
Come on now. Yeah, how does he maintain all this time? Yeah. He must take half a blue pill.
And they're, like, arguing in the middle of it, too. Oh, no, now
I'm going to finger you now.
Now you got to get all up.
That's it. Now she's arguing.
He's like, no, I can do that. Oh, wow, she's stand up and put it in my butt. Finger in my butt.
I was expecting more action. Let's get out of this bitch.
Yeah, I say that's
come
right.
On, just wait, suck it or what?
But keep watching it and see if it goes anywhere. You know what I mean? Just in case. So we have stories. We promised to cover.
And that's how a journalist gets beaten to death. No,
right. That is exactly the thing that causes it. The officer who fatally shot 12-year-old Tamir Rice, hired by another police department. Well, that's very good. Very good.
Farther
why should he
down
be out of
south,
Tamir
I'm
Rice, police officer, fatally gunned down 12-year-old Tamir Rice in Cleveland 4 years ago, has been hired by another, hopefully more appreciative police department in rural Ohio. That's right. They don't have these same kind of flexible laws California has. We don't see it that way.
Did you see the video? Like, he just ran up. And started shooting the kid.
Just the kid who had the fake gun on the playground?
Yeah, he
needed to get shot, unfortunately. You cannot sit around with a fake gun and not get shot. At 12-year-old, they say 12, right? That means like, oh, a 12-year-old. No, he's probably a fucking, you know, large-looking individual. It's hard to tell an adult from a child sometimes. No,
what was he doing with the fake gun?
He didn't. It was a toy gun.
I'm sure it was fully investigated.
Okay, he was shot by a fake cop.
No.
So
it
all
shot
worked
by, yeah. Probably pulling a fake robbery.
Right, exactly.
Someone was like, I like his work. He's hired.
Yeah, he's not quitting on being a police officer, made a decision, he's going to stay with him the rest of his life.
He does have good aim.
Trust me, I can get the job done. If you make a mistake, someone's got to give you a second chance. Give someone opportunity. No worry, I stand beside.
Well Toys R Us, there's the video, but Toys R Us is shut down, so. There's going to be less toy guns.
Oh, no. They've decided not to do that. They're actually going to be open.
Toys R Us?
Toys R Us is going to remain open. They're looking into their branding opportunities now, not declaring bankruptcy or restructuring or whatever. So I heard, I mean, I always follow the business news when it comes to... You know this kid who Remember, okay, how long does it take before this kid gets shot? Obviously, this is a very deliberate sort of...
He was already shot.
Attack that he made on the kid. You know, he's like, he's probably, you know, I'm going to shoot a 12-year-old kid today.
Fuck up my coffee break, will you?
That's what they do. We got to support the police. No, just like today, as our president tweeted, you know, the cops rush into all kinds of dangerous situations all the time. They need your respect, and they need your cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
They need you not to carry these guns around. You know, like these, they got these new phone cases that look just like guns. Don't get one of those.
Don't do that.
I tried to get one. By the way, I did try to get one.
You can't.
Couldn't pass a background check.
Ah.
Oh.
Damn liberals.
You can't even.
But I will say this, yeah, you shouldn't get one of those. If they made a gun, a phone case,
right,
that was shaped like a gun that had some like interaction with the phone, you know, that would be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it was like if
there was
maybe,
a reason for it.
Maybe when you pulled the trigger, it made a loud gun-like noise.
Right, that would be even better.
And like a bullet would come out.
Right. That's what everybody needs.
A gun phone. If you had a gun phone.
There were. Do you remember in the 90s they had beeper guns? Actual beepers
that you could shoot with?
Yeah, and there was a 22 in it, and you just pressed the button on the side of the beeper and it shot. That was a thing in the 90s.
Well,
I mean they could do it with phones now if they really wanted to. I don't know why they haven't.
No.
I don't know why they haven't.
I still need a pager though. Yeah. You know what I mean, like a pager. If you've got a pager, you're guilty. That is it. I love they printed this off and included all the sponsored stories here.
Oh.
So I can see what I can't click on. What foods ease your rheumatoid arthritis symptoms?
Well, which ones?
Pineapple.
I don't know. I can't click on it.
Oh, no.
How much money are people really getting from reverse mortgages? All these have like a woman with half a bikini on to advertise.
Yeah, of course.
Click here.
Must be a journalist.
Your mortgage. There's sex here, we promise.
She's a journalist.
I have a hard time with this. 10 eerie photos taken. Just before it all went off the rails. I always click on that shit.
Yeah, it works.
Cannot resist.
That's the clickbait that works.
Cannot resist. Those are the good ones. Let's see. What do we have here? We have some comments on something, it looks like. Oh, this comments. I printed the comments even.
Oh, good.
The show had already started at that point, so I just gave you the whole pile
of
papers.
I love it. I always want the comments. This is great. Ed, as he should. Best of luck, officer. So, okay.
Good. One person.
And then there's,
doing the right
now,
thing.
Now, Duval Saint responds. Right away, 23 hours ago, and 23 hours ago with the other guy. Let's hope it's not your kid. A police officer shot next.
Well,
okay.
Depends on.
What's your deal? The only thing that can help us blacks is to vote Trump in 2020.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, I guess he's right. You're right about that. Hey, what have you got to lose?
Nothing.
As the man said.
That's...
What do you got to lose? Look where you live. This place is shitty. What do you got to lose? Well, record unemployment. That's what they have. All-time lowest unemployment for African Americans. And you're welcome. Not that I had anything to do with it.
I mean, well, you voted for him, so technically you get some of the credit.
Right. Isn't it? I think Trump can win New York if everybody would come out who likes him and vote.
And vote. Oh, sure.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Because
they don't have
people
to admit it. They don't have to tell each other. You don't want to get kicked out of the business.
Keep it quiet. Doesn't have to be a big thing.
No, turnout is a big thing.
And yes, I know this is totally unpolitically correct, but like Bill Gates has at the top of his list, under the top 10 ways to live properly and successful. So, what the fuck? Comment shit that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Is it spam?
Or race baiting by a major media outlet.
Yes.
Yeah. Whites need to hunker down. Whites need to hunker down.
I've been saying that for a very long time.
Finally, say it. Ew.
Yeah, it's right.
About time, somebody.
Yeah, it's about time.
Comment on how we need to hunker. That's like, do the show like this. Look, whites.
I actually always talk about buying a silo, missile silo, an abandoned missile silo, and putting a bunker in it. That's actually something Elizabeth will tell you that
you want a hunker in a bunker.
I do. I want to buy a missile silo and build a bunker in
He's
it.
He's a bunker hunkerer.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm all
like
about that.
It's like a novelty song from the 50s or something. Bunker in a bunker, because there's a Cold War. Remember that tune? Strawberry lemonade.
Strawberry.
Twizzle sticks and candle bits. Hey, guess who just walked in the room? Kevin Downey Jr. for crying out loud.
Yay!
Yeah.
came to Honker. I heard what's going on, and I'm ready.
he just came for the Kavanaugh party.
Copping a quick hunker. And, so you were at the Governor's over the weekend with Dave Landau and then headlining one of the shows, right?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Landau's hysterical. I worked on a lot. He's the Midwestern Dave Attell.
I was going to quote you as saying that. He told me that today, and I was like, yeah. Jesus, that's high praise.
Yeah, he's great.
The Midwestern Attell. I thought that was John McClellan. No.
Oh, well, I get it now.
No one knows who he is.
I know.
Oh, do you know him?
Yeah.
Okay. Just didn't find that really pretty funny.
I got it.
Sometimes you
look, look, look who just walked in.
I think he just won the World Series of Stand Up or something, John McClellan.
Well, what's going on? Oh, yes, he did. He did, John McClellan.
Yeah.
And he'll be here next week. That's right, John McClellan will be here next week. Hey,
oh no,
he's one of my favorite guys. I'll tell you a story. Oh my God. You saw Mandy Stadmiller on WatchableBook.com. If you please, to make room for my lovely wife to have
Of course.
Here, take this one.
She just, should be. No.
She has to sit next to her husband.
Why did I have
obviously.
To wait a full, like, 30
I'm sorry.
Seconds.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I have to put her on. If it's not right next to me, it's a big thing.
Get a nice little kiss.
All right.
Say, yeah. I love the way you made it your idea.
Both of you guys. Hold on.
Come on now.
But yeah, you should watch the live. The rest at
Mandy Stadmiller. Also broadcasting it. Not good enough to have it on Compound.
Nice.
She has to put it on her Facebook. Fat? Yeah, you're gigantic.
I know.
What the hell happened to you? You quit smoking recently, so it's okay.
No, it's really not.
No, it's totally okay, especially in that feminine outfit you're wearing.
You know what? There's one guy who always, every time I make an appearance on this show.
One guy?
He'll be like, yeah, I don't remember his name, but he'll always just be like, looks like you finally lost a little weight, Mandy.
Finally.
Congrats.
Oh, man, is he
ever
wrong?
Yeah, like, he totally nags me, but I don't mind it because I'm just like, yay.
That's not a nag, is it? It's like a half a nag at best.
But I'm trying to do my hair, so.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think you look nice.
Yeah.
Thanks.
She's a, that's right. Plug my mother.
That's one thing that she likes to do. Is straight off the bat. Give everybody an opportunity and reason to evaluate her figure. I don't know. Let's see. And now here
the
you are.
Internal misogyny.
That's your phone messages playing, idiot. God, I planned a whole party for you October 24th at Westside Comedy Club, and this is what you do. Why are you playing that? I don't want to listen to that. Why are you doing this?
I'm trying to.
Why don't you appreciate the.
I don't know how to do things.
Take it away from the mic. You're putting it close to the mic. Why do you. Hi. Nice to see you. You're beautiful.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks.
I smoked in the house when you were gone.
Oh, I knew you did. Of course. That went without saying.
Yeah.
And if you would have quit smoking, you know what you would have gotten?
Vicky Palladino for state senate.
That's right.
And I'm going to get that anyway. Now, what? Listen.
Nothing. Never mind.
You make the never mind so hard to talk over.
Okay, sorry.
We're going to have your birthday celebration at Westside Comedy Club. October 24th. Yay. Yes.
Yeah. Right. You can buy tickets now. I put the link on Instagram. The
link
Facebook,
is on your Instagram. Yeah. And
right. Twitter.
Okay.
MySpace.
Friendster. Is there a new thing we walk it all the way back to now?
Google paintings. Google Plus.
I by the way, I've deleted all my social media. I'm going all Google Plus now. So keep it all Google Plus only. So if you're trying to get me on anything else.
That would have gotten a huge laugh, but I...
Well, you're the one who suggested the junk.
Okay.
You know what? Didn't get a laugh. I said I can make a woman. I can't make a woman come. Sometimes I can make a woman come forward. Yeah. That's a very funny joke.
No. Do you know what it is? Is that like that kind of thing is like with women? Like if you're like, oh, I'm getting divorced, people are like, oh, okay, well, and they want you to get away because they think it's contagious.
I haven't told them about the divorce yet. I haven't told them that yet.
We're getting divorced.
Only so we can get remarried again.
Oh, hey.
Maybe I can get another date at Gotham that way. Because that was the last time I worked at Gotham. It was my wedding.
Oh,
come on, Sean.
Shit, that's so...
What's the deal? New York Comedy Club? Nothing?
It would help my book if we had a big...
Blowout?
Yeah.
What if I got arrested and you blew me in a chapel inside a prison?
There you go. Oh. Gotta be the chapel.
Get the flower pots ready.
I bet you that would get you a lot of media attention. October 24th, Westside Comedy Club. We can't pull it off by then. And, yeah, like I said, Tom Shalhoub will be there. How about Tom Shalhoub coming to celebrate your birthday with you? He put you
that
on the radio.
That is the coolest.
And, that, yeah. And also Sherrod Small, who's getting bigger every day.
Yeah, he's very famous. He's huge.
He's in good shape. Have you seen him lately?
Pat, you know that song from the 60s, Hunker Bunker?
Oh, yes. Hunker Bunker.
You know the flip side of the 45 was I Saw You Blowing in the Chapel. Did you know that?
Blowing in the chapel and I'm gonna swallow that jizz.
Oh, there you go.
Blowing.
I like in this song, you're a swallower.
I know.
Ugh. Let's live in that world. Aspiring. Can we, you want to do a couple of news stories or you want to just bullshit around?
Yeah, do whatever you like.
All right. I remember a couple years ago. Oh, boy, you'll remember this. When an aspiring... Yeah, go ahead, man. If you want to go blow your nose, that's like polite. You're like, oh, Kevin Downey Jr., the one, the only, the classy Kevin Downey Jr. Now, you remember this guy, maybe. I don't know if you ever met him. His name's Jay. Jay Twyman.
Oh, yeah, he's the comic. He used to play poker.
Yes. Played cards with us. I recruited him into the game. And we knew he was a bad poker player.
That's why you recruit him.
We knew he had a drinking problem.
Right.
Yeah. We didn't know he was going to murder his mother. Man murdered his mother, charged with second-degree murder in the death of 72-year-old Olive Twyman. Yes, here he is. Here's how, as he looked. Oh, my God, look at that face. The face of a killer. We didn't know Jay. Jay, you know, if you're out for any reason.
No, he won't. He will not be.
This is, oh, shit.
Is that Kevin Downey Jr.?
It's like that 70s show.
It really is.
Is that Kevin Downey Jr. after he blows his nose?
Yeah, this guy right here could have been big. Could have been a big actor.
It was a horrible comic.
Come on, Newman.
He was.
Not Newman. It was, what was his name?
If Rich Aronovich and Kevin Downey Jr. had a love child.
Did you ever see him do comedy?
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah, yeah. It was just all weird.
You know? Yeah, he was better at mother killing.
Yeah,
I did like his one bit.
That's the only time
he killed his mother.
One bit, yeah, that was kind of an Andy Kaufman-esque kind of a bring it to life.
That's
kind
a
of
closing
a thing.
Bit right there. You saved that.
It really is.
He used to get heckled all the time. I remember like he got heckled. This guy like he's doing really shitty. And he didn't get a laugh for a long time. This guy's like, "Hey, go kill your mother. Your mother should be killed." And then he killed her.
Yes.
Elizabeth doesn't like the mother killing jokes.
He was my roommate.
An unenthusiastic audience member.
Do you actually, want me to go into the story
honest,
of...
If we really want to be honest.
Do you want me to go into the story?
Oh, yeah, please do. Okay. Ray DeVito, former roommate of Jay
my roommate.
No.
Yes,
seriously?
Yes. He lived, he lived with us for...
My life with the killer, you should
like just 4 months.
You should.
Yeah.
Did he try and kill you?
No.
He's got a new roommate now.
Yes. That's how roommates work. You get a new one. Now, we're going to hold the room for him.
Did he pay his rent on time?
Yeah. You know what? Bed. And, he was our roommate for 4 months, and then he was just gone. He got in a big fight with Tim, my roommate Tim.
What do you expect? He got locked up in jail.
Yeah. Well, he got locked up in jail before that. He threatened somebody on Facebook and was putting, he was gone for 2 months. So I just put something on his Facebook like, "Hey, you owe rent." And then his sister hit me up and it's like, "Hey, call me." He was in jail because he threatened somebody in Virginia Beach. His family, his mom, sweet lady, paid his rent while he was in jail.
Yeah. Paid his rent while he was in jail.
Paid his rent while he was in jail for 4 months. And like a dummy, I went out and got a new roommate. I could have let him just keep paying his rent. And then, And then
you didn't want him to come back and get in the room again, I guess.
No, he's...
That's a way of blocking.
Well, I didn't know he was going to kill anybody.
Did he do a lot of drugs?
He just drank a lot. He didn't do a lot of drugs. But he did have some, schizo moments that...
What it was.
Well, I remember, like I said, terrible card... Ouch. Terrible card player.
Oh, he had a lot of issues.
I would have been more afraid had I known.
That's not going to work in prison. You got to be a good card player in prison.
Yeah,
I got a phone call from him when he got out of jail. When he got out of jail, it's when the Indians were in the World Series, 2016. And
now you're such a fucking perfect Cleveland fan. You mentioned the Indians winning the World Series.
Because they didn't win. They were in the World Series.
Oh, right. They lost. You have to say it that way. That's the year they lost the World Series.
But he called me. He's like, "Hey, man, I'm out of jail." I'm like, "Hey, how you doing?" He's like, "I'm doing better." And he's like, "Anyways, I'm in New York. Can I come crash at your place?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm on the road right now," even though I wasn't. And I was like, "No, I'm on the road right
now. I'm on the road. I can just use your bed, man, right? Your bed's open?"
I'm like, "So, yeah, sorry, but when I'm home, let's hang or whatever. And then the next morning, I get a text message from his sister. Like, hey, if you see Jay, call the police immediately. Oh. He's wanted. And I text her back. I go, well, he's in New York. He called me last night. And then she calls me and she's crying. And she's like, he just killed our mom.
Oh, shit.
She's like, you should hang out with him and call the police.
Yeah.
And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I'm not fucking doing that. Like, I'm not doing that at all.
And
by the way, that was the one and only time he ever killed.
Yeah, that was it. That was it.
How bad could he be?
Oh, he was bad.
One murder?
Anybody who murders their mother can't be all bad.
If he only was only 16, he would have got away with it.
His mom was a sweet lady, too. Like, paid his rent while he was in jail.
That's not what it says here.
So I thought he was like, everything was fine. But then my roommates, both of them introverts, would never answer the door. Tim Diamond being one of them. They wouldn't answer the door. So we just happened to change the lock for some other reason. And my roommates are like, yeah, someone just keeps knocking on the door all day.
Oh, somebody ringing the bell.
Yeah, someone had the key to get to the bottom because that was not, so someone's just knocking on the door. I'm like,
You heard that there was a criminal, a dangerous felon on the loose that used to live there.
I didn't tell my roommates that.
Why wouldn't you say it, Joe?
I did not tell my roommates that.
I want them letting him right in just in case.
Yeah. I did not tell my roommates that.
Spice up your life, make it more exciting.
I needed more room.
No, I didn't think it'd be a big deal. I thought he'd be caught, be gone. I did not think he'd still be around, running around New York City 3 days later.
So you figured, why bother?
Yeah.
Helen, so, I have that our roommate's a murderer.
I
didn't think to mention it.
So I didn't.
I have four words for you. See something, say something.
All right. Yeah. Well, I did now after this. So
especially if you've also heard something and been told something.
I was still working on the bit.
So I asked this, I go, hey, was he caught? It's like, no, he's still on the list. I'm like, oh, well, all right. So I go to Astoria Police, and I tell him what's going on. I'm like, hey, a guy just murdered his mom. He's knocking on my door.
Astoria Police, fine name in police.
Yeah. All they could not give a shit. All they did is like, well, what's your name? They took my information. It's like, well, why is he so interested in you? They're like, did you used to live at this address, 1647 Waterbury or whatever? Like,
they thought you were.
We got the CD. We wondered if you were that guy.
No, but I'm not. That was the joke I was making. But all they cared about was my information. They could have given two shits. And I just happened to leave, and I saw John Fish afterwards. Like, I should have said he's illegally parked in front of my driveway.
Go to Astoria and not see John Fish.
No, he's all over that joint. So I was like, I should have said it's illegally parked in front of my driveway. They came immediately. Anyways, they got him the next day because he was parked illegally in Times Square. That's what a dummy he is. He goes to Times Square in his mom's stolen car and passes out, and the police just wanted to give a ticket, saw that the car was reported stolen.
God, look at this long-haired guy.
Yeah, and then they like ran a check on him and saw he was wanted actually for parole, not even the murder thing, because he was on parole for the
parole violation.
Yeah.
For the threat.
And that's how they got him. That's how they got him for that.
They didn't know that the murder was happening, that he was wanted for the murder.
Yeah. Then they just luckily got a murder.
You know what happened? According to this now, let's see. It was in Norfolk. He was charged with threatening to kill or harm a bank president.
Yeah.
Through his work in title insurance. And then he was at that time diagnosed as having bipolar disorder. According to a court document, he pleaded guilty, and he was given a suspended sentence. Suspended sentence.
He'll be headlining.
You are free the third day.
Headlining Caroline's next week.
This banker was in the court. He smiled at me. Smiled at the banker. I don't think he'll be headlining Caroline's anytime soon, and not because of the killer thing.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with the killer thing.
OJ up if he'll sell. If they draw, they'll put him in. I'm telling you, it happens. We're gonna do that. Some in New York. We're gonna do some of the festival there. It doesn't really matter. October 24th. So there's Jay Twyman. If you see this man, you are incarcerated in Virginia, because that is where he is.
You can watch his stand-up on YouTube. It's atrocious.
Moved in with his mother and her condom. He's still on his YouTube is on there?
Yeah.
His name's Jay Twyman, T-W-Y-M-A-N. Do you remember look up some Jay Twyman stand-up?
Yeah, please, I'm dying.
And we never did see the Schwitz Malt Liquor Bowl commercials either.
Fuck.
Yeah. It's been a while since I asked for that, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Drew's pretty good. He's way better than John.
When his sister told me what he was in jail for, I thought she was lying. I thought she was making up a story and told all this.
She was crying.
Yeah, no.
She was crying to fool you.
No, no, no. The first time he went to jail. Oh. I'm like, well, why is he in jail? It's like, well, he threatened a guy on Facebook and then showed up at his house. And apparently the guy's like, hey, you want to come do something?
Want to go?
Come,
bank president.
Yeah, come meet me at this address. And like a dummy, he fucking showed up at that address ready to kill the guy.
And journalist got it.
Yeah.
Seized. He texted his sisters 2 days after he slashed his mother's throat and fled to New York with her beloved schnauzer puppy.
He took a dog, yeah.
He dog napped a dog.
That's really what gets me.
Well, he is an animal lover, so that's the good part.
Included was...
it's like, why'd you murder your mom? I didn't do it. The dog did it. I'm trying to take the dog to Canada.
What did he know at Saturday Night Live? Said included was a picture of the aspiring comedian on the set of Saturday Night Live.
I have no idea. That I don't
Another
know.
Another Pete Davidson reference?
I'm not really sure. I don't think Pete was on quite then. It was a couple of years ago.
No, he was on a couple of years ago.
Was he?
Yeah.
Mm.
I have no idea who...
there's
who
so many people who have the minor...
He's only on once a year, so Davidson. It makes an annual appearance on Saturday Night Live. So any Twyman comedy? Because we got to go. It's time to leave. Everybody's bored. Nobody's watching. We've been here an hour and a half. The show's over. Fuck it.
Twyman.
Happy Columbus Day.
Everyone should come and...
Come?
Did it get taken down?
I found a, 20-minute improv video. Is that what it is?
Well, it sounds
awful. Amazing.
It sounds awful.
I think he did a bringer show at the stand.
It's 8 people. I was looking to see if I could find a specific one of him. I found his name.
Everyone should
But that's
come.
The only one that's showing
that's
up.
Only, okay. That's not what...
If you know another one in particular, you
we'll
come
see if we can find
it
for next week. And we got a lot of stories to cover next week, too. Ray, I mean, you should come back next week and talk about these stories. Rich Carucci, we didn't talk about any of your fucking stories. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
Can I come?
Feel terrible about it.
Can I come?
Yes, yes, yes. Next week. Goddamn, Mandy will be here. You can ask me that off the fucking... Yeah, show. Mandy's on next week.
Why wasn't there like
I'll be
a
angry
round
the
of...
whole show. So you don't want to miss that. I will be angry the whole show. Thomas Palladino will be back, and that'll be great. And of course, Vicky Palladino.
I'm going to wear a dress made out of these, yes, like Joy Villa.
There you go. I'll hook you up.
Yeah.
You should wear a Studio 54 dress with...
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
No, we'll make it happen.
Well, there's lots of things here that I... Okay, we'll talk about that later. So, yeah, you're saying October 24th, that's where birthday. West Side Comedy Club, there's Mexican food upstairs.
Birthday.
Great place.
It's a great restaurant, too.
Like are you going to be on stage and whatnot? It is. Playa Betty's? It's fantastic. Are you going to be... what are you going to be doing there?
Yeah. Last time I was there, I killed.
Yeah?
Yeah. I did. You saw me. You were like, oh, you're really funny.
Mm. Slade.
Oh,
like,
my God.
No. What are you? What the fuck is that all about? Yeah, that is a really obnoxious thing. Get off my show. Get out of here. I'm not kidding. She knows I'm not kidding. Go away. Can't you know?
I was trying to slink away.
Who throws bracelets? No one throws bracelets on my desk. Ray, I hope that wasn't too awkward. I think it went pretty well. She pulled a Bonnie.
Oh.
All right, everybody. Quick, turn the. Oh yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Hey!
Give me all that stuff. That's how you apologize.
Awesome.
What does it look like a? We'll be right back.